And good morning and welcome. I'm Tom Davis, and we have our friends in from the United Way today. We have Lisa Carey, Whitney Burden, and Joni Hall. Ladies, welcome.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for having us this morning.
Well, I got to tell you, you guys have been busy. And I know to some degree it's been lights, camera, action. You've got a new video that was put out, that was made, and I understand the first draft came back.
Yes, we just got the first draft yesterday. It's going to knock your socks off. Not to sound cheesy, but Chad Clayton and Matt Townsend have collaborated and put together something that's really going to be powerful and really tell the story of how United Way impacts our communities.
Well, this is going to be great, and in fact, it's going to be fun. And I know that our own Garrett Giles has been reporting on this, and he just had so much fun watching you guys have so much fun.
Well, that's one thing about the Brew Crew, Bartlesville Regional United Way. We are like to have fun, and Garrett actually made the final cut. So,
it's going to go to his head now.
Yeah, I mean, he's radio and television star now.
We've got a new message that is coming out. I want to hit Whitney Burton here with this. What is our new word? What is our new phrase? What is our new?
Give today, change our tomorrow.
Well, that sounds pretty easy to remember.
It does. You know, it was really important to us with this campaign theme this year to talk about the problems that we're facing within our community, but then to also show how our partner agencies are impacting our community and changing the lives of those they're serving. So with the Give Today, Change Tomorrow, or Change Our Tomorrow, this is our campaign theme that we're going to be using throughout the campaign.
And Joni, I'd like to have your input on this too. How long did it take for this to come up? Was this a flash, or was this something that had to be composed and cobbled together?
Well, I feel like it took a while because I'm new to United Way, and so when I came on board, it was already in the works. So I'm not sure how long it took to get that finalized, but it's a process.
It sure is, because words have meaning and every word has to be correctly crafted and in its place and whatnot. It's something I don't do very well, but I'm in radio. Yeah. I'm kidding, ladies. I'm kidding. So I want to get back to you, Lisa. We've got the kickoff,
yes,
shall I say, of this coming up on the 6th, right?
Yes, and no pun intended,
None.
But we are kicking off at the Bartlesville High School football game on September 6th.
Mm-hmm.
We will be out at the tailgate. Tailgate starts at 6, and then we're going to be out there, and sometime during the game, we're actually going to kick off our campaign, and that we'll be able to announce our goal and do some fun things throughout the game. We've got some baskets. We're going to raffle off some baskets if you text to give. So those baskets are going to be worth $150 a piece. We have 4 of those. And we're super excited to collaborate with the Bartlesville Public Schools. They do so much for our community. And hopefully this kickoff will become a yearly kickoff.
That'll be great.
Yeah.
Nice tie-in and everything, plus excellent visibility.
Yes.
Virtually everyone in town will be there.
Yes.
So you really can't do much better than that. Now, you've got a busy year coming up. And of course, we've got to finish out this one. What is the United Way? What's on the agenda? What's on the punch list?
Oh, let me tell you, we are about to hit the ground running. So we start off September 6th with our kickoff, and then we have our huge golf tournament that takes place September 10th through the 13th. We'll have over 900 golfers at that tournament. Randy John is the chair, and we have Ashley Wheeler, Matt Lair, Craig Tompkins, and Scott DePlantis helping with that.
Mm-hmm.
And we are looking at another record-breaking year. So if you want to come out and see a golf tournament that's really impressive, come by Adams Golf Course September 10th through the 13th.
And will that be on your website, the information and sign up?
Sure. We'll put that on our website, and then, or you can look at our Facebook. If you haven't liked us on Facebook or Instagram, give us a like, and you'll find stuff that's happening throughout the campaign. But after that, then we just start working with those companies that give back to our community so much and doing company kickoffs with them and supporting them, because without them, we can't raise the amount of money we do to give back to our community in the areas of health, education, and financial stability.
This is one of the communities where United Way works and works well with the community. And I want to talk to both Joni and Whitney on this one. How hard is it to get a yes these days? It seems like this is such a welcoming community. I'm a new person, and I got to tell you, I've never walked into a community where more people were cheering you on to succeed, no matter what stage of life you're in. So I imagine that this kind of is the way our businesses and other partners work out with us.
Yeah, absolutely. It is so easy to get a yes within our community. Everybody is just so willing to help, and you know, they're just so generous with their time and with their finances. And you know, the best part is when we get to go into the companies, and the companies are so generous, and they really encourage generosity as well, and they have a lot of incentives for the employees that if they give to the United Way, they'll have incentives set up that way just to continue to encourage, you know, giving throughout our community. So, and it's such an easy, it's amazing. It makes our jobs a lot easier, that's for sure.
And with the encouragement, it's easier to engage.
Absolutely.
So we've got a lot of good partners here and a lot of good events that take place that keeps United Way top of mind in our community.
Yes. Yeah, so, you know, in addition to their giving up financially, our companies are really engaged in volunteering. So when they do that, we have a day of caring that is actually days of caring, but we'll...
Days, plural.
Yes, we'll have that in September 24th. So that's where a lot of nonprofits can get stuff done that they just don't have the manpower to do. So, you know, we have this phrase, live united. Mm-hmm. And we believe as doing things united really helps our community in a greater way. So they'll volunteer at any nonprofit, and companies give them the time off to do that. They do things such as painting, landscaping, envelope stuffing, all sorts of stuff, making tamales. So we're very fortunate that we have a lot of volunteers that come together in a united way and help out our community be better.
Now, for folks who really don't know what United Way does or how it operates, this is a nice umbrella group of people who are out trying to help people, basically. Right,
right. I mean, it's because of our partner agencies that we're able to make such an impact. They're doing the really work in the weeds. They are providing those direct services. And because we're able to raise some money for them, they can spend more time doing that necessary work that they do and make such a difference in our community.
Now, when an agency is coming on board, maybe it's a new nonprofit that's really working hard, and you know, like all of them do, it seems like everybody I know that's working with a nonprofit agency is 24/7.
Yes.
How do they get a hold of the United Way? How do they become a part of the United Way? Is it invitation? Is it application? How do we do that?
It is invitation. We do have 13 partner agencies, and we have 29 programs.
That's plus
an initiative that we are able to do, and we were able to look at then those partner agencies can apply every year. And then we have a group of 80 to 90 volunteers through our community investment committee that review those applications, make a recommendation to the board of directors, and the board of directors determines how much funding is awarded to our partner agency program. So it is really a group event, and I have a wonderful board of directors. I'm so proud to stand beside them and leading the fight for health, education, and financial stability. But without those 80 to 90 volunteers, it wouldn't be possible. So there's ways to volunteer through United Way throughout the year.
Very good. I want to ask each and every one of you the same question. We're going to start over here. What drew you to the United Way to say, hey, you know, this is what I'm going to do. This is my passion. What drove you here?
Well, I'm a native Bartian. I've lived here my entire life, and I've heard a lot about the United Way. And when I worked at Truity Credit Union, it was 66 Federal Credit Union when I worked there, but they had a United Way campaign. And I remember I was like, what is the United Way? And I went to the website. I did some research, and it really connected with me in terms of what they were doing as a mission. So I worked really hard during that campaign. Within the company, I never thought that I would actually be working for United Way, you know, 6 years later, but here I am, and that's really what brought me to the United Way.
Well, you're new, so your story ought to be pretty fresh.
Right. Yes, it is. No, absolutely. I completely agree. I think what brought me to it is just the giving. You know, just the whole community aspect and giving back to the community and supporting the agencies and individuals. And so, you know, I think Lisa's personality and the whole team, I just wanted to be on board and support the community.
At least it sounds like you're a pretty good recruiter.
Yeah, I've had to do some of that in my tenure at United Way. And I'm so proud to stand alongside with Joni and Whitney and Lori back at the office. So, but, you know, I've worked for child welfare for 20-plus years.
Mm-hmm.
And during my course of career, I did different jobs, but I used United Way partner agencies for families. And when this opportunity came available, I decided it's time for me to grow a little bit and do some things that will impact my community mm-hmm. in a different way. I have the utmost respect for child welfare and those workers. They do a fantastic job. And I wanted to be able to support them and help them with helping those partner agencies. So I'm a huge proponent of giving back. As a child, I was impacted by a situation where my father died, and my community, at 9 years old, my community is small. We didn't have a United Way, but we did have a community that came in and helped us. And when I see how the dollars are spent with United Way and how they get so much out of $1, it really is impressive, and it stays local in our community. So I believe that that kindness is important, and part of that kindness is doing things that are right. Mm-hmm. So, and having courage to stand up and say, I donate to the United Way, and my husband and I are donors,
mm-hmm.
and my kids wear United Way gear all the time, and I'm just very proud to be part of such a great organization. This year is our 80th anniversary in Bartlesville.
80th, that's some birthday.
Yes.
That's a lot of candles.
I got a couple of more years before 80, but I am so proud of the legacies that were before of the directors, and I'm just so honored to carry the torch and keep helping our community on a daily basis.
I want to hear a little bit more about this golf outing, because the weather is going to be very, very nice for this.
Yes.
And folks probably just caught it like about 5 minutes ago. Okay, how do I help? and have fun at the same time.
Uh-huh.
Tell us a little bit more. Recap that, if you would.
Well, we start with the golf tournament. Oh, gracious. We start working on it in January.
You have to.
Yes. So ConocoPhillips and Phillips 66 put on this golf tournament for us.
Well, great.
Yes.
Good
so
partners.
It is, they have a ton of volunteers. The committee is comprised of COP and P66 employees.
Mm-hmm.
And it is just a great way to give back and have fun. But there's a golf store. The biggest thing, if they want to come out, there's a lot of deeply discounted items at the Adams Golf Course. So come out. You can have lunch or... a lot of the golfers are not local, so it's vendors that are able to golf. And Friday, there's more Bartlesville golfers. But it's so much fun. When they told me, oh, we have a big golf tournament, I was like, how big can it be? And then, boy, was I wrong.
Boy, howdy.
So it's fantastic. It's one of the largest in this part of the country, nonprofits.
Wow.
And last year, we were able to raise $700,000.
That's not small change.
No.
That'll go places.
Yes,
in the town.
Considering 16 years ago was the first year and we raised $8,000. So the work that Randy John and his committee has done is amazing, and very grateful and humbled by their commitment to the Bartlesville Regional United Way and ConocoPhillips and P66, giving the opportunity for us to benefit from this.
And, you know, that inspires a lot of confidence in everything that the United Way is going to do. I mean, when you start off with that, you say, wow, okay,
yes.
Let's go. You know, the trail's been blazed. Let's pick up our game a little.
That's right. Yeah. Especially Randy John was transferred, unfortunately, to Houston a few years ago, and he's continued to do it.
Great.
So he's a, you know, he's like Whitney. He's a Bartian. I'm raising two Bartians. So he's just committed to helping this community, and so is everyone on the committee. It's just a phenomenal experience.
Unbelievable. This is something else. And, of course, the work goes on year-round, and we were talking about our day, or days, plural, of giving, too. And that's a big thing. If you've not been a part of that, folks listening at home or at work right now, you might want to consider it, because you think, well, somebody's got to benefit from this. Well, actually, two things benefit: the agency you're helping, and you get this intrinsic thing that starts kicking in too. You might start out a little curmudgeon-y about it all, then next thing you know, you can't wait till the next opportunity because it felt so good to give. And that's honest. That's coming from a former curmudgeon.
Yes.
Because I've done it.
It really is. And Whitney is in charge of the Day of Caring project.
Good.
To say anything about that. But.
Absolutely. Yeah, we still have a few projects that we've had some nonprofits submit that haven't been selected yet. All you have to do if you want to get involved is go to Beeville, B-I-V-I-L-L-E, dayofcaring.org, and you can see all those projects that still need selected, and you can sign up. You can get a team. They'll tell you how many people you need, and you can submit your contact information, and we'll get you hooked up with a nonprofit, and you can get to work.
And, of course, the businesses want to kick in and start helping out a little bit more, too. How can they get a hold of the folks at United Way?
So they can call our number. They can use our website. We're in the community. We're available.
Or drop by our office.
Yeah.
Everybody knows where you are.
Yeah. we have a cute little buffalo in front of our office.
You can't miss it.
No.
It's all painted up and everything.
And if they drop by, I'll give them a Live United t-shirt. So
there you go.
Those t-shirts are soft, and they're good to wear. But, you know, they can also just email us. My email is lisa@bartlesvilleuw.org. Theirs is their first name, so email us, call, visit our website, drop by. We love visitors.
I want to get back to this little video. It was a big video, because this is going to be at the football game coming up on the 6th. We're going to see that on the big scoreboard there. Now, Garrett, our reporter, has been writing stories and producing stories on this, and he's really kind of built this up quite a bit. And he was telling me that... it was just about anything you can imagine, you know, that you might see on even a grander scale because of the time, the messaging, and everything else that had to go into it. Can you explain a little bit more about
it? Yeah, I mean, Whitney has worked really close with Chad and Matt and developing the script, from getting the actors, from the locations that we film, from the radio station letting us use... equipment to record the sound. So it when I say it's a collaborative effort, it really, really is. And we as a team look at stuff and say, okay, what about this? What about that? And David Austin is in charge of our marketing committee, and they had some input too. So that's something that's really powerful. Our last one was 2 years ago, and I still get, I guess you call them goosebumps here. Uh-huh. I call them chill bumps. But every time I watch it, I just get a little, it just makes me happy because what we're doing impacts real people. And the stories in the video are real. They're examples that our partner agencies provided us. So it's important work that we're doing. You know, this world isn't nice sometimes.
No, it's not.
So there, by the grace of God, could any of us be in that situation and need those services. So to be able to put that on film and it resonates as stories, it's just so powerful.
What was it like to kind of corral all of this talent and to put it together? And
well, let me tell you, there were some days that I was banging my head on the desk, like, how are we going to do this? How can we tell this story? How can we make this work? And, you know, there were late nights texting back with Chad and Matt, or emails, and we're like, what about this? What about that? And just, I don't even know how many meetings we had just to get to the point of filming, because the script and what we were trying to show through this video. And when we got the first draft and I watched it for the first time, I mean, it took everything to hold back the tears as I watched through this video of what they had taken from all of our meetings, from us telling them what our partners do, what we do at United Way, to string together this video that says it all. Oh. It's just, if you don't cry, you ain't got a heart.
Well, I think I've just been told.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
What was your reaction? Have you seen it yet?
I did. Yeah, we watched it. Yeah. We watched it over and over. I don't know how many times. I mean, it really resonates with you for sure.
Oh, very good. You got any more of those chill bumps going on?
Right now, it's cold in here. But also, no, it really did. I mean, I agree that it is something that everyone can relate to.
That is great. And once again, we are talking with our friends with the Bartlesville Regional United Way. We're speaking with Lisa Carey, Whitney Verdon, and Joni Hall. When we talk about the United Way, it serves so many people in so many different ways. And it's almost like a one-stop for a lot of groups that are out to help the community, too.
It absolutely is. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm so proud of the way that our partner agencies work together. And if you talk to Mary Martha, they help almost every agency in town, the way they coordinate the food distribution and clothing distribution. And it is a way for donors to be sure that their money is being spent locally. And we really take seriously the stewardship of donor dollars. So able to gather people together and provide an impact on a grander scale is what United Way is all about.
That's really great. It's amazing that it can, in this day and age, that people who are working together like this can really work even more so together.
Yes.
Because, you know, you get out there, you realize that there are a lot of people scrapping for that last dollar to help their agency work to work with people, and now you've got a combination of people kind of working together to do it together in order to make sure the whole community is taken care of.
Yes, and I want to mention that we have a campaign cabinet that is working together to help our campaign be successful. Beth and Trevor Dorsey are our campaign chairs.
Yeah.
And then we have Chuck and Jennifer McCauley. They're our co-vice chairs, so they'll be the chairs next year. Our pace setter chair this year is Thad and Andrea Satterfield. And then Kaysa Lee is our retiree chair. So without them, it would be really hard for the four of us to make a difference. But having those ambassadors that say, yes, I believe in United Way. I believe in our community. I'm going to stand behind this and help with this campaign. I'm very grateful to all of them.
Well, you know, you just got done mentioning a lot of people that even I know, being a newcomer here to the community. And that speaks volumes of creating confidence for what's going forward, you know.
Yeah, and I want to thank Rick Lloyd, who's our board president. Uh-huh. He was instrumental in getting people to join our fight with being the campaign chairs and campaign cabinet.
What's it like to have so many people on your side? Isn't it good?
It's fantastic. Yes. Yeah, it definitely is.
Hey, you got to love it. It's strength in numbers, right?
Absolutely. We say that every time we go into the companies and we're talking with the employees, we say, here's our goal, everyone, and there's four of us, so we could really use your help.
And then they say, okay, you got that. Well, all right, let's pitch in, let's see what we can do.
Yeah.
And the year by year.
It really does.
We were able to meet our goal this past year.
What was your goal, by the way?
$2.3 million.
That's pretty darn good.
Yes. If you compare us to other communities our size, it is amazing what we're able to do. Part of that, of course, is our golf tournament that raises so much money. But the other part is the generosity of just normal folks around town. I mean, you may think, I can only give $5 or a dollar. Every dollar counts in this because we make sure that it goes towards the right things.
That's good. That's very good. And again, the website, so people can get a little bit more information.
BartlesvilleUW.org.
Very good. And we can find out all the different agencies that are affected by this and how individuals and companies can help financially keep this going.
Yes, that's available. And if they ever have any questions, just give us a call at 918-336-1044.
Ladies, I want to thank you for taking time out of your busy day. I know there's just a handful of you and you got a lot to do, but thanks for coming in and playing radio with us today.
Thank you so much for the opportunity.
We've been speaking with Lisa Carey, also Whitney Verdon, and Joni Hall from Bartlesville Regional United Way. And thank you all for listening today right here on K1.